Mm. Isn't there some story about a Spitfire crashing or something?
Yeah, the Spitfire. Well, it must have been before I went away to school, so it'd been 41, 42, I suppose. I didn't hear it crash, and just word got round that it had crashed, and there were two or three of us boys as a sort of gang, and we shot up there to have a look at it.
And where was this?
Up at the top of the wood, opposite, top of the hill here, on the left is a big wood.
9 acre wood.
Is that what it's called?
9 acre wood on Conheath Farm.
Yeah, well, it was just into the edge of that, on the east side. And it was still... I just can't sort of picture how this sort of happened, but somebody must have been there and gone away again. But there was nobody there when we went there, and it was still burning, and there was still the odd bullet going off.
Sure.
Which didn't deter us, and I salvaged several 303 bullets, and I also, I must have gone back, I suppose, and got a hammer and chisel, because I cut off the number thing off the engine.
Serial number. So was the pilot killed then?
Or? Yeah. And I imagine he was still in there at this time.
When you went there?
Yeah. Yeah. But somebody must have been there beforehand. I mean, we weren't the first on the scene because it had been there a while. And I can't...
Mm.
I've no idea now how it came. I suppose somebody had come and sort of seen that, you know, there's nothing to be done from the point of view of saving life, and gone away, and we were up there before they sent somebody to sort of guard it before. Well, not was there anything to guard, really, but I mean, I'm sure they'd have got a home guard man or something. I don't know.
Mm.